Support for the Something Wild podcast comes, as always, from you, our listeners and subscribers, and from Prescott Farm Environmental Education Center, exploring and preserving the natural world one adventure at a time. Open year-round with public programs, trails and natural playscape, vacation camps, and fledglings nature-based preschool. PrescottFarm.org.
Hey, it's Something Wild. Dave Anderson from the Forest Society here.
And I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
The vernal equinox approaches. It's one of two points in our calendar when day and night are of equal length.
Wait a minute. Equal?
Yeah. It's the time when we see 12 hours of darkness, 12 hours of daylight, more or less.
More or less. Maybe we can agree to call it a convenient handle that we put on an arbitrary point in our annual revolution around the sun.
Well, that sounds a little less impressive. It may be overly complicated than my description.
Well, at any rate, what it marks is the point in the year when we start seeing more daylight than darkness, in the northern hemisphere, of course.
Right.
Right. And now we get to our topic of the day, which is photoperiod.
Photoperiod. Yep. Photoperiod is the amount of time in a 24-hour period that our flora and fauna are exposed to light. And why do we even need a word for such a thing? Well, because changing photoperiods trigger a lot of changes.
In birds, mammals, and most other animals, darkness triggers the release of melatonin. So the waning of darkness ratchets down the amount of melatonin that's produced.
Right. And in the plants, it's a similar thing, but not in March because they're not measuring light with their leaves. But in late summer, they use phytochrome to tell them how to prepare to lose their leaves.
Phytochrome. And that does what for plants?
It actually triggers hormones that let them prepare, harden off their buds, start to lose their leaves, form an abscission layer.
All the plant things.
Okay. So actually, right. Plants probably invented this before animals came along.
Well, in animals, it rouses dormant species from hibernation. It calls the migratory birds to head north again. And it plays a big role in the timing of the breeding season.
And the sunlight runs everything. In terms of, pop culture, I think... Do I have to say, I think Bambi called it Twitter-pated?
Twitter. Oh, my gosh. In fact, day length affects all animals, even humans. You probably notice changes in your own behavior,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, I know I do. I have a lot more energy in the springtime and sudden impulses.
Well, let's not talk about those.
No. Okay. To exercise, for instance.
Okay, yeah. I get it. Yeah.
Make lists.
Yeah.
Clean the house.
Yeah.
Go shopping.
Good point. Well, you have the photo period to thank for that.
I don't even think about that stuff in January. It's like all I can do to wake up. Yeah, it's kind of an arbitrary point in the solar calendar, but the equinox is really a harbinger of real change.
Well, if you have questions about changes or constants in the natural world, send them to us, somethingwild@nhpr.org. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Hey folks, this is Something Wild producer Andrew Perella. Just wanting to thank you again, as always, for subscribing and for listening to the Something Wild podcast. We put in a lot of work each week to put these stories together, and we're glad that you enjoy them. We're hoping, in fact, that you enjoy them so much that you'd be willing to put a little money where your ears are. NHPR is the station that produces Something Wild. It's produced at a small station by a small staff, and we need as much help as we can to keep this program rolling, and that's where you come in. If you can kick in $5 or $10 a month, become a sustaining member of Something Wild of New Hampshire Public Radio. Thanks again very much for all your help.